One could probably explain the whole world in terms of plastic. The plastic used for almost everything. The little ivory forks at picnics and green toy dinosaurs in playrooms everywhere. The rooks and pawns of cheap $4.95 chess sets made in the People's Republic of China. And those Tupperware containers that open with a perfect, quiet pop to yield the tuna fish sandwich about to enter the mouth of the secretary on his lunch break. You could talk about how the big molecules are bound in chains by chemical reactions, then liquefied and poured like soup into intricate factory molds for toy soldiers and back scratchers, air stick bags, and high-tech Teflon roof racks. You could mull over the ethics of enslaving matter, even while feeling admiration for the genius it takes to persuade a molecule to become part of a casserole container. And what about plastic that has become dear to you? Personal plastic. The toothbrush and the flip-flops, the hollow plastic Easter egg that held jelly beans inside, the 12-inch vinyl disc that in 1976 brought you Copacetic Brown and the Attorneys of Cool. Plastic companions into which the lonely heart was poured, which gave it color and a shape. Or in another case, the blue polyethylene water bottle sitting on a table in the park on Saturday between two people having a talk about their relationship, which I could tell was probably near its end since the various lubrications usually coating the human voice were all worn away, leaving just the rough, gritty surfaces of need and fear exposed and rubbing on each other. I wonder if it would have done any good then if I had walked over and explained a few things to them about plastic, and how it is so much easier to stretch than human nature, which accounts for some of the strain imposed on the late 20th century self, occasionally causing what has been called interpersonal adhesive malfunction. They might have been relieved to know that science has a name for their feelings at that precise moment of modern living, which may be why each of them kept reaching out to seize the plastic water bottle and suck from it, in fierce little hydraulic gulps, as if the water was helping them to wash down something hard to ingest, or the bottle was a life vest, keeping them afloat on open sea. Though their pink elastic lips wrapped around the stem of the container were so much more beautiful than plastic, and the smooth ripple of their flexible, muscular throats made the only sound audible above the tough, indifferent silence, starting to stretch over everything.